Welcome back to Marketing Made Easy by Jotful. Wow, we've got a fun one for you today. We're here with Katrina Gardner to talk about free design tools for non-designers. But, you know, from blogs to social media to events, business owners like us are just creating more content than ever. But we often don't have the budget to hire a designer for every one of those tasks, and we're not sure if we can make professional-looking designs ourselves. You know what I'm talking about? Well, Katrina Gardner is a graphic designer, and she's here today to reveal all her favorite easy-to-use and free tools for creating designer-quality content. Get out a pen and a piece of paper. You're going to want to take notes today. Enjoy it. Welcome to Marketing Made Easy by Jotful. I'm Dawn Verbrugge, Jotful's CEO, two-time entrepreneur, former business school professor, and your host. I'm here to have practical and fun conversations with people who know a thing or two or three about how to get more customers for your business. All right, so let's talk about content in a minute. I want to start by learning a little bit about your background because you worked as a graphic designer, right, Katrina?
I did, yes. So I am currently a communications manager at a marketing agency called Vision Advertising. And what I do as a communications manager is help our clients communicate a message through social media as well as PR opportunities. Prior to joining Vision Advertising, I did work as a professional graphic designer for 5 years after graduating with a degree in graphic design. I worked at a few different companies for the majority of that time. I did work at a wholesale home decor company, helping design not only their marketing materials, but also some of the home decor products. So those products were sold in stores across the United States, in places like Home Goods, Bed Bath & Beyond, as well as small mom and pop home decor shops.
Awesome. So you have a background in graphic design and now you're working in communications. And I think it's fantastic that you're here today to talk to us about free design tools or inexpensive design tools we can use to help kind of cut out the intermediary. So we don't have to go to a graphic designer every time we need something. And it just seems like the amount of content that we need is just proliferating like crazy. I just feel like we are constantly designing more and more things. You see the same thing?
Yes, absolutely. You know, when people needed a graphic designer like 5 or 10 years ago, they were looking for a branding package that included the logo, you know, website materials, and maybe some like marketing print materials. Whereas now, if you were to hire a graphic designer, most likely part of your package is going to include social media graphics. And then that can really escalate to crazy numbers, right? If you're trying to post on social media at a rate that's keeping up with the competition, you know, people might be telling you that you should be posting every day. Does that mean that you have to come up with a different graphic every day? If you're not doing it yourself, are you hiring someone to do that? That becomes just a crazy amount of content. And quickly falls out of a lot of budgets. So that's why some of the free design tools that are out there have been hugely important for small business owners to really understand and be able to learn about and utilize their advantage.
So where are all the different places that we need to publish design content? You talked about social media, and I absolutely agree. Just the number of posts that you have to put out there in order to, you know, be frequent and be consistent and get seen necessitates just a ton of content creation. And we all know that visual content is more effective than strictly text content. So we need lots of design items for that. But what are the other things we might need graphic design for?
Yeah, if you need infographics for any reason, you would want to be able to create those, whether they're going on social media or they could go other places as well. Like, on
what is an infographic? Let's start there for the crowd.
Sure. If you are trying to get information out about either your product or your service, you know, it could be telling a story about how something works, information about who you are or what you sell or the world, like knowledge. It is a graphic that displays the information that helps them learn about that specific topic. So it might have graphs included, pie charts, text, different types of information that's going to visually teach people about the topic that you're showing them.
Mm-hmm. Great. And that can get posted on social media. It could be used on our website. A great example of this is the how it works that you described earlier. Mm-hmm. Demonstrating how your product works or even what your process is like if you provide a service and doing that in a way that shows, you know, step one, step two, step three in a visual way can be really effective on a website too.
Exactly. Also, people are doing a lot of events these days, especially after the pandemic, a lot of virtual events where you need a graphic that's showing your audience what the event is, when it's happening, you know, where they can join in, whether it's Zoom or something else. So creating graphics for those events and putting them.
Invitations, posters, yep. All this kind of stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Other websites like where people can register for the event, like Eventbrite is one that's really popular in my area. So being able to create the graphic that's going to fit the size that these different websites are, you know, requesting. And then you might want graphics for your own print materials as well, business cards, you know, little small things that you're printing out that you're either putting in packages if you sell products, you know, those little take home things that let people figure out where they can find you, like your website or your social media.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So we're using more and more graphics across more and more applications and more frequently, which mm-hmm. means that we need a lot more design. Can you get to the heart of this now and talk to us about some of the different design tools we can use ourselves?
Yeah, definitely. There's plenty of free design tools out there. If you were to Google free design tools, you're going to come up with a whole bunch of stuff. I have a few that I think work great. And then I have one that's my absolute favorite that I'm going to kind of go into and share with you some of the ways that you can kind of go into this program and use it for all the different areas of design that you need to.
Awesome.
A really popular one is Adobe Spark. If you are familiar with what Adobe is, Adobe is the home of most of the professional design tools. Adobe Photoshop, Illustrator, Lightroom, InDesign, those are all really, really expensive programs that
yes.
graphic designers and creatives use for, you know, creating designs or photography or print production, those things. Adobe is finally figuring out that they need to kind of provide
have an on-ramp.
Yes, provide some more inclusive programs.
Yes.
So they did create Adobe Spark, which is a free program that lets you create designs. It's got some templates in there. It's great for creating graphics. I think it has a little bit more of a barrier to entry than some other places because you have to have an Adobe account, which is free, but it's just kind of like a step stool. You can't access Adobe Spark through a web browser. You have to have like Adobe download it onto your computer, whereas most of the other ones, you can access the design tools through the web browser. Mm-hmm. There is also Adobe Lightroom, which the app is free to use if you need to ever do any photo editing. I think most of us are taking photos for our brands on our phones, especially as small businesses, and our phones are, you know, capable of doing it. But if you need to do some editing more than your phone allows you to, Adobe Lightroom is free in the phone app version of it. So that is really, really helpful. And I use that all the time.
So that would be for photographs. What is Spark for?
Graphics.
Okay. So it's kind of the entry-level version of Illustrator?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so you can draw your own vector graphics in Spark.
I'm not sure if it has the vector capabilities.
Okay.
There's not many free design tools that have vector. There is one that I've heard of. So Spark is more so like it has different design elements, graphical elements, like the squares and the circles and text. And you can kind of move all these elements around your design. And that way you can kind of layer everything together and make it what you want, but you can't necessarily like freehand draw your own designs. I have heard of one just recently called Pixelide, Pixel and then IED at the end. And that seems to be very, very similar to Canva, which is one of the ones I'm going to talk about in a second, where it has a whole bunch of templates that people can use to create graphics. The templates have different graphic elements, different stock photography, all these different things that you can bring into your graphic. They also do have vector capability in this Pixelide program. Mm-hmm. So I haven't tested it out yet myself, but I've heard really, really great things and I'm excited to check it out.
Okay, awesome. And how about Adobe Rush? Have you used that for video?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm using something right now and I'm pretty sure Premiere Rush is.
Yeah, Adobe Premiere Rush, yeah.
Yes. Yes, I actually am working on some YouTube video ads for a client right now, and that's what I'm using.
Yes.
It has been difficult for me as a designer, to switch from the paid version of Premiere to using Adobe Rush because it is much more template-y. You know, it's you take these different text templates, you drag it onto your video screen. There's a little bit of wiggle room with what you can do to change the text boxes and same with some of the effects. There are some like limited capabilities compared to the premium versions, but if you are looking to create a video ad, it does everything that you need it to do. You can put together different parts of videos. You can speed things up, slow things down, add, sound effects or music,
motion graphics.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's another great Adobe product for sure.
And it's great, especially for video that you want to make for social media or, you know, not ads. So, you know, maybe not something quite that formal, but something that you're just going to quickly post on social media or you're going to use for training for people on your team or for customers. We use it for these purposes all the time.
Adobe
Premiere Rush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. When it comes to like social media video, I tend to just use the in-app editing features. To me, I feel like it kind of takes a step out of the process. If you're only doing video for social media, if you need to use it across several different platforms, like if you want it on your website as well, probably better to use something like Rush or another video editing software. But if you're solely just trying to put out Instagram reels or stories or TikToks, I find that in-app editing capabilities to be enough for me and my clients.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. We'll hear more from our guest right after this brief break. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a business owner. And if you're a business owner in need of a new website, but you really don't want to build it yourself, check out Jotful. Jotful will build you a professional website that both looks great and includes all the marketing best practices. So we'll actually get the job done for your business. And it's affordable. In fact, it's only about 10% of what you typically expect to pay an agency or designer. Even better, you can give it a try today for free. At Jotful, we'll make you a free sample website so you can see if it's a good fit for your business before you ever even sign up. Visit us at jotful.com to request a free sample website for your business. That's JOTTFUL.com. And now, back to the show. Wow, so much great advice already, and we haven't even gotten to Canva.
I know. So Canva is definitely my favorite tool for free design. Mm-hmm. And when I first started using Canva, it was like my dirty little secret as a graphic designer, because people in the design world aren't happy that Canva and all these other design tools exist, right? It's taking their jobs. And I started using it just because in the world of marketing, and like I was saying, with content creation, you have to create things so quickly. You're putting things out there every day. And then Canva just became the thing that I needed to be able to keep up with the amount of content that I was creating. It's yeah. just much faster.
So what's it for? Describe what it's for and then talk about how you might use it.
Absolutely. Canva is for creating graphics that can be used for really anything that I can think of, whether it's social media, your website, presentations, posters, flyers, business cards. They have a lot of different template sizes where you can choose, you know, what am I creating a graphic for? Is it a business card? Is it an Instagram post versus a Facebook post versus an event banner? Is it a poster and they have some of the main like poster sizes? Is it a brochure that's a trifold? All the different dimensions that might be typical things that people need designed and either uploaded onto the internet or printed for some printed material. They have a lot of templates for those different sizes. Mm-hmm. And those templates include graphics that have been already created by graphic designers that you can then take that graphic and then replace the information with something that works for your company. So you replace yeah. the text, you replace the images so that it works for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Canva has a lot of photographs that fill up the whole screen of whatever it is that you're trying to create. And then laid over top of that, some text, and you can edit the text to make it work for whatever you need it for. So if you're making an invitation for an event, they might have a really cool photo or illustration in the background. And then you just change the text to whatever the name of your event is. I think the reason why Canva works so well is because the thing that really differentiates designers from non-designers is typography, I think. You can really tell when somebody has been trained in typography and when somebody has not been trained in typography and is putting words and letters together. All of those Canva templates have really nice typography. So they have clear hierarchy of information. Some text is big and bold and other text is small, but not too small. So it's always legible. They do a really good job with the typography. So when you go in and you just, you know, backspace over their text and write in your own text, it automatically looks professional. And yes. you weren't trained in typography.
Yes. I really, really recommend people use the templates that are in Canva because you can create a blank design. You can start from a white background and just add all the elements that you want. But if you're not trained as a designer, it's kind of like, you know, this blank canvas can be really intimidating. It's like, where do I go? What do I do? Maybe you're adding too much. Maybe it's not centered because it's just like, there's too many options, right?
Yeah.
But if you use one of the templates are really, really outstanding. And like you were saying, they've been designed by professionals to look visually appearing, to get the correct information across, to have, you know, the text be a certain size compared to the image. So using those templates and being able to just replace the information with what is relevant to your company is a really easy way to just go in and quickly make something that looks really professional.
Yeah, very quickly, in minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just mm-hmm. a few minutes, you have your next social media post. Yes.
Absolutely.
So you can just bang out, you can just sit there for half a day and bang out an entire month's worth of social media posts using
Canva. Yeah, yeah. And some of the templates, you know, you can click into the creator of a template if you find one that you really like, and it has a link to whoever made this template. And then you can see all the other templates that this person has made. And they often have coordinating templates. So if you're trying to create Instagram posts, mm-hmm. you might find 5 to 10 that this one designer has made that all have the same look and feel to it with different elements in different places. So then when you make it your own and you're, you know, posting it either to your website or your social media or wherever you want it, all these different designs look really cohesive together because you were able to find everything that this one designer has done. I've also done with Canva has thousands and thousands of graphics that you can add to your designs, right? Whether it's simple circles or whether it's actual like clip art type graphics with flowers or fireworks or cats or, you know, anything.
Yeah.
There was one that I found once that was this really cool looking like moon and clouds. And I thought it was nicely designed. So I clicked on that one and it showed me, you know, other designs by this person or other graphics. And I was able to find all these different versions of this like moon, cloud, constellation, like package. And then I was able to kind of like save all of those and use them all together. So that's one of the things that I've really enjoyed with Canva.
Yeah. That's awesome. So related to that, there are a number of stock photography sites where you can get free images. Do you use these as well? The free stock photography ever?
I don't use that many free stock photography sites. Canva has a lot of free stock photography in it itself. So I tend to use the stuff that I need right in there.
Yeah.
I have used free vector websites before.
Oh, I didn't even know there were free vector websites.
Where there's one those? That I've used a lot, but I don't use it quite that much anymore because, like I said, so many free design tools don't have vector capabilities.
Right.
But you do have access to like a vector editing program. I've used a website called FreePik, FreePik, which lets you download, I think, up to 5 files per day for free before you switch to a paid account, which that was one of the things that has also helped me really speed along the design process instead of drawing, you know, things from scratch myself as like a vector design, being able to download pre-drawn designs and then use them.
Yeah. Great for making things like icons and stuff for your website.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yep. There are some, so stock photography sites, free ones. Unsplash is one, UNSPLASH. Another one is Pexels, PEXELS. A lot of these have really high quality, professional photography that you can download and use, usually royalty free. So highly recommend those. And then there are some, I know there's one I used to use and I think it was bought by someone else. It's called Fotolia, F-O-T-O-L-I-A. And one of the things I liked about it, even though it was a lot of photography, was they had pre-made infographics. So all of these, you know, how to unbox your product or, the 9 top flavors of coffee, like all these really interesting infographics, but you could download those again as vector files and you could edit them and kind of make of them your own, because there is this tyranny of the blank canvas, right? Starting from nothing is so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I struggle with that myself. Being someone who's designed for so long, there's a big difference between starting from scratch and, you know, even if it's something that I did start from scratch a year ago, but now I'm revamping it for the new season, so much easier than, you know, starting with that blank canvas, right?
Yep. Absolutely. All right. So is there something that you think all business owners should know about design? Like, is there a certain level that you think that everybody needs to achieve in order to even manage, for example, outside graphic designers that you might hire?
I think that there's something that's really, really helpful for business owners to know if they are going to take on designing things on their own. It's been taught to me as being called the fundamentals of graphic design. And it's like 5 different aspects of design that if you learn about them, can just help you be aware of the different aspects of a design that you're kind of bringing all onto the page. So there's 5 fundamentals. They're line, shape, form, texture, and balance. And, you know, I could go on and on and on about all these things. They basically mean, you know, that you have different lines and shapes and textures to your graphic. Like, these are all different parts that you can bring in and different elements that if you include all of them in your design, that's what really brings something together that's cohesive. My favorite fundamental there is the one that's called balance. And that's really bringing to light that you want the design to look balanced, right? the specific part of balance that I really pay attention to is called visual hierarchy.
Yes.
And that's making sure that your eye is traveling to the right part of the design first. So I just had this conversation earlier today with someone on my team. She was designing a job posting graphic. And it was for this client that they have this really fun, happy, personality, right? And so she added a pun to the graphic, which is fine. You know, it was like a really cute thing to say, but that was the main focus of the graphic instead of letting people know that it was a job posting. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we need to kind of move things around because we can have this, but according to the visual hierarchy, that's the thing that's bringing the most attention. And that doesn't tell anybody what this graphic is about. So we really wanted people to be able to see first that, you know, help wanted, job posting, open position, something like that. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't even necessarily have to be at the very top of the graphic. It could be further down. What we mean by visual hierarchy is that you want your eye to travel in a very specific way. So that doesn't necessarily mean left to right like it does when you're reading. That certainly helps. But if you are sizing and coloring and changing the layout of a graphic in a certain way, that's what's really going to help people find the information that you want them to find.
Yes. It's funny because when you mentioned those five things, I just kept thinking hierarchy, I think, is the most important, but it's not on her list. And I see now it falls under balance, because especially because we as business owners are using these graphics for marketing purposes, it's really important that we're able to communicate the main point in whatever it is that is the biggest or the most prominent piece of the design. So, because oftentimes people only get the main point, they don't get the second one, and then they move on. So we need to make sure we hit that.
Yeah, you really need to grab the attention. Everyone is on their phone, they're scrolling mm-hmm. through. And if you don't really grab them in that first second, they're just going to scroll past it. They're not going to pay attention.
Yeah.
So you need to have a focus point in your graphic, and it's going to be the thing that gets them wanting more. And then they might look at the other aspects. Like if it is for, let's say a webinar or an event, what is the event about? Like, what's it called? Is that going to be something that they're interested in joining? And then if they see that, then you can show them, you know, with smaller text, the date, the time, the location, those things, you know, a speaker bio, that stuff is important too. Maybe if it was like, you know, a celebrity speaker, maybe that's the most important thing, because that's yep. what's going to draw people in the most. So those are the things that you keep in mind with trying to figure out how to grab the attention of the person that's just been scrolling through their phone for the last 4 hours.
Yep. Katrina, thank you so much. This has been really fantastic information. If people wanted to reach you, how could they find you?
Sure. They can visit my website, which is vision-advertising.com. They can also find me on social media, whether it's for marketing, which would be Instagram at visionadvertisingrocks, or they can find me personally, which is at Katrina Mabee, Katrina with a C. And you could find me on LinkedIn under Katrina Gardner.
Awesome. Well, that's a wrap. If you enjoyed this episode of Marketing Made Easy by Jotful, please give us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast platform. That helps other people find out about the podcast so they too can grow their businesses. And hey, while you're there, if you're not yet a subscriber to this podcast, go ahead and click the subscribe button. That way, you'll never miss an episode. From all of us here at Jotful, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I'll meet you on the next one.